Welcome to our first episode of Beyond Sunday. This is Rachel Karras, and if you know the Bengals and you know Ted Karras, this is his wife, and I wanted to start off this podcast talking to Rachel because I feel like if there was anyone that epitomizes the Bengals, it's Ted right now, and I know so much about, the work that he's doing in Cincinnati, and knowing him and covering him since he's gotten here, I know so much of what he does is because of what you do at home to help him. Wow. So I wanted to meet the woman behind the scenes.
And here she is.
Yeah. And here she is. Yeah. So thanks so much for joining me.
Oh my God, I'm honored. This is so fun.
This is so fun.
This is fantastic.
So I wanted to do this podcast. My inspiration was a conversation I had with Whitney Reisner. When Dalton signed his extension this March, she was at the press conference, and he talked about how he went through those couple of months where he wasn't signed and he didn't know if he was going to get picked up, and he would wake up every morning at 6 and, you know, continue to stay driven. And he talked so much about how his wife never let him give up on his dream and how important she was to his process. And so following the press conference, I went up to her and I said, you know, do you have a few minutes? I'd just love to interview you and get some quotes from you about what this moment means for you and your family. And she was so delightful to talk to. And she just provided such great perspective of what it's like behind the scenes. And then in my head, I'm like, there are so many amazing stories about what these men have at home with their families to allow them to reach the, you know, peak of their careers. And then I was thinking about, like, you know, I've loosely followed so many of you guys on social media, knowing, you know, of you. And so I wanted to meet you guys and learn about your stories and just give you guys a little bit of the shine, because you guys are so important to how these players get to Sunday, which is, you know, how we came up with the name Beyond Sunday, because there's so much that goes into getting your husband's to Sunday, I'm sure. So let's start off. I think I'm going to ask each one of you that comes on this podcast an icebreaker, and that is just a simple question of how did you meet Ted?
How did I meet Teddy? Okay, that's a funny story. But quickly about the Reisners, Dalton ran the Flying Pig with Teddy.
Right.
And Whitney ran it too, and she paced Dalton the whole race, and he just smoked Teddy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I had to throw that out there because that was really
Whitney.
Impressive. So another, I mean, leveling him up, let's go there. Mm-hmm. How I met Teddy. So we went to University of Illinois. I was in a sorority, Kappa Delta, and I had a group of little friends. We were a little bit odd, you know, a little weird. Yeah. And this was at the time when Facebook was like at its height. And on the Facebook wall, there was like, oh, a pregame party with the football team. But it was for the grade below us. But we're like, we're kind of tall girls. We want to talk to some tall football players. Like, okay, we're going to crash the pregame. So we crashed it, and we were early. So they were, and who is early for a pregame?
Right.
So it's right. Like, you know, it starts at 9, but really come at 10:30, you know. But like, here we are, 8, you know what I mean? I see, and I can picture this so clearly, Teddy setting out the brunettes, and it was like cinnamon brunettes on the like ping pong table. And we just like bulldoze in, and I see him, and I'm like, yes.
Oh my gosh.
He's for me.
Amazing.
He is 19 years old. He is bald, and he is the most intense 19-year-old you'd ever meet. And not a lot
of tracks with
you're right.
Getting to follow Ted's career.
Yeah. Not a lot of female attention he at that time or now. But wow. And so I pursued him heavily. I was like trying to get to know him, and he was like, yikes. And so then we didn't talk for a while after that party. He got my number. And so my maiden name is Mick Cool. And he actually tweeted that night, just met a girl named McCool. And that tweet has since been deleted.
But, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then he randomly texted me 2 weeks later on my 21st birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then we've been together ever since.
So how many years at Illinois did you guys do what one, or did you guys meet at the end of your
senior
year?
So he was 19 and I was 20.
Okay.
And then he redshirted a year as well. Okay. So yeah, I graduated and then my best friend went to grad school and I worked at Prudential in Champaign, Illinois.
Okay.
Because Teddy and I were serious. So, so I could be by him.
Where are you from?
Geneva, Illinois.
Okay.
So it's a little cornfield town.
I completely forgot that, Ted's an Illini guy because, I mean, what a basketball year for you guys this year. It was fun to watch them in the March Madness tournament.
I
know.
I did not watch.
Oh, you didn't?
I know.
They had a nice run. No, no, no. They had a good run.
I did know. It was a very good, respectable run. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So when you were with Ted at Illinois, what was it like as far as – he clearly wanted to play in the NFL, but you didn't, what was that process like for you guys?
I mean, Illinois was terrible at football, like really bad. It was, yeah. And he was not projected to be drafted at all. He didn't get invited to the combine. Like, if you don't get invited to the combine, now I don't want to speak out of turn, but the chances of being drafted are like less than, I mean,
right.
Yeah. I don't know, you know. And so he just kept going. And then 6th-round pick
right.
for Patriots.
So where were you guys on draft weekend? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. We were at his parents' house in Indianapolis.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And there it was a party, which was a risk to have a party, you know, hoping you get a call.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So before I ask you about life after he got drafted, I want to know a little bit more about what you were interested in. What was your degree in college and what was your career before you ended up having to move all over with Ted?
I was a human development and family studies major, and I wanted to be a marriage counselor, which is odd. Hmm. Yeah. Then I decided I didn't want to do that because that's a unique career interest for that age. So then I worked at Prudential doing compliance, which is very a misfit for me. I'm not a type A, you know, organized HR person, but that was the field I was in.
Okay.
Yeah. And so then when we went to Massachusetts, I got an HR job and I hated it and I was really bad. And then I was like, I remember asking my coworkers at the time. I had one really good friend there. It was a coworker too. But like, what is everyone's dream job? Which is pretty, you know, an unusual thing to throw out in a work environment. And I was like, I really would love to be a Pilates instructor. And then I quit and I just started doing Pilates because I've always done Pilates. Right. Yeah.
That's so cool that you had such a passion for it and you just took the risk of doing that for yourself. So you guys lived in Massachusetts for how long?
So he was Patriots for 4 years. Okay. So yeah, we did not, he lived in like essentially a frat house with some players, which was a good time. Yeah. And I had a little single apartment.
Did you enjoy your time in Boston?
It was great. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a cool city.
The stadium is not in the city.
Yeah,
it's in Foxborough. But I taught Pilates in the city, which was cool. But Foxborough is a cool. Yeah.
I bummed when the Bengals played. Do you remember? I think it was 3 Christmas Eves ago. They played in Foxborough and it was that like frigid game. It was like below. The wind chill was like -11 and it was on Christmas Eve. Do you remember
that?
They won.
Well, is that when the plane? Do you know about that time?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I don't remember if it was that one.
Or
the Jets. I do because I think their Christmas was delayed.
Right. We were waiting for him to come home.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
I was bummed because I had never been to Boston. And one of my favorite parts about this job is I've been to all 32 NFL stadiums. So I've gotten to see so many cities that, you know, you hope that you can travel, but you just never know. And I had never been to Boston and I had always wanted to go. And I was so bummed because the day before it was raining. And so I just drove around Boston and I drove down Newberry Street and, you know, tried to see all the things everybody told me about. But it was just a bummer because the weather. So I'd love to go back when it's nice out, but I've heard awesome things about Boston. Everything except for the traffic and the weather.
Right. Which will do it.
Yeah.
You know, those are, yes.
So then you guys finished up in Massachusetts and then moved to South Florida.
Right.
What was that process like for you having to start over in a new city again?
Well, and it was COVID.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was pretty lawless mm-hmm. in Florida during yeah. COVID. So it's like, this is fantastic, man. I like it here. And we looked at some houses and we got a really good deal because it was the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And it was right before everyone started moving to Florida. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Did you like the
yes.
weather, yeah. you know?
It, I'm a, like a sun worshiper.
Well, and it seems like you're active. So I would imagine in Florida, you know, you can I be outside Florida. All of the time. And yeah. I just feel like it's more of like an active lifestyle for people that live there.
Totally.
So did you teach Pilates in Florida too?
I do teach down there too.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And you guys live down there half the year, right? In the off season?
We go in the off season. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your how long were you with the Dolphins? How long was Ted with the
season.
Dolphins? Just one season.
One season. And okay. then he went back to the Patriots. For one season.
Right.
Yes. And then we came here.
So is that, I would imagine that process being really hard as far as wanting to buy a house, all of the logistics that go into it when you sign 1 year deals, right?
Right.
Because you just, it's a lot to, you know, make that yeah. investment. And I just can't imagine what that's like for the significant other of the NFL player that has to do that. I mean, fortunately, you guys only had to do that twice, right? So for Florida and the second stint with the Patriots, how challenging is that part of this lifestyle for an NFL wife?
Yeah, it's pretty unique. Yeah. And it's just a constant cloud of anxiety mm-hmm. for the 1 year. So that's why when Teddy got a 3 year mm-hmm. deal here, he was elated. Oh right. my God. So he signed the contract here. And then we were immediately looking for houses mm-hmm. here because he's like, well, they want me here. I want to be here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he means it. So yeah, it's nice to have like the security of the longevity, but
are there resources devoted to you guys as families when, as far as with the team, like, do they help you guys on like here in neighborhoods that teammates live, or is it kind of just word of mouth? Like Ted goes in the locker room and asks the guys, hey, where does everybody live? Like, how do you guys figure out where you want to live in these cities that you've never been?
Well, it's funny you say that because the area we live in here, everyone's like, whoa, Ted, like yeah. that's, you know, a lot of players are out there. Yeah. yeah. There are definitely resources, and every team, like the women are, mm-hmm. they want to help each other out
right.
because it's like it really, you know, can't really relate to it until you're in that situation. It's like, well, you know, but a group of women will accomplish a lot of things.
Yeah. That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
So now we're at the chapter, which seems like the chapter of your guys' life that has had the most happen. You just talked about Ted finally signed a long-term deal with the Bengals. Had you guys ever been to Cincinnati before?
No, never.
Never.
Yeah.
What were your first impressions?
The hills.
Yeah, really?
Oh, okay. My God. I was taken by the hills.
Yeah.
I've always lived flat, so flat. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful.
And then you get to Cincinnati and you said Ted, like, you know, fully immersed himself here. But a few things that I wanted to ask you about is I think that when Ted, obviously Ted's like play speaks for itself on the field. But I think what your last name and the legacy of the Karras family here will be about is the charitable work that you guys have done in the city. How do you remember the first day that Ted came home and mm-hmm, said, hey, Rach, I want to do this? Can you talk about that?
Well, it was born out of his excitement for the team. So he had the Cincy hat made for his teammates just because he was so excited, you know, and wanted to give everyone a gift and like, mm-hmm. you know, and then everyone wanted to purchase it mm-hmm. and kept asking him, where did you get it? Like, how can I get one? And he got so frankly, a little bit annoyed. Like he was like, it's just a gift for my teammates. Like, fine, we'll do it for charity. So I remember so clearly, like, and it was so organic the right. way that that unfolded. And our good friends and neighbors in Florida work with Imperial. Mm-hmm. And so it just really came to fruition so naturally. And it's just been so astounding, really.
What's been the most rewarding part? And I guess before we get to that, I should clear this up. Will you tell our listeners who maybe have seen Ted wear the Cincy hat or have heard about it, what all it is and what the proceeds from the hats go to?
All of the proceeds go to adults with developmental disabilities and for specifically housing. Mm-hmm. And what I'm most excited about is building in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So that has been so incredible because the people of Cincinnati have been so beyond, we couldn't, it would be nothing without them. Mm-hmm. And that had been going to Village of Merici in Indiana, mm-hmm. Which, you know, is incredible, but mm-hmm. it's not their direct, so, yeah. you know, so right. to be able to begin the build here. So it's going to be, 5-unit, 7-bedroom housing for just a population with a tremendous, tremendous need.
That's amazing.
So incredible.
Where are you guys at with those plans? When do you, I mean, you'll only share whatever you're comfortable sharing, but
we are hoping to be open by Halloween in Madisonville.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
You got to go to the Super Bowl and watch, you know, Ted stand on the field during the Super Bowl when he won the Walter Payton Man of the Year. For those listening, the Walter Payton Man of the Year is the league's most prestigious award that they give, and it is given to the player from each team who the team nominates. It's done the most in the community and really just done good work outside of playing football. And, you know, Ted's won it, I believe, twice in Cincinnati and so well-deserved. But one of the coolest parts of that is they get to be on the field for the Super Bowl, but the NFL award show. And I remember seeing the picture of you guys walking the red carpet. What was that experience like?
I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just so, it's just the whole reason we're there is something so much bigger than mm-hmm. ourselves. And I mean, it feels like every person we talk to has a direct relationship, whether, you know, their cousin is autistic with Down syndrome. I mean, and you don't think about it, or I didn't, frankly. I mean, who takes care of them right. when their parents pass, mm-hmm. their caregiver passes? I mean, what happens? Who is thinking of them?
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You guys dive straight in. The Cincy hat is born. You're busy with everything going on here and then living in Florida. Talk to me about you guys. When was your daughter born? I remember Ted, you know, being so excited talking about it. But
yeah.
I know that that's kind of unlocked a different chapter of your life here.
Sure. Yeah. She is a little dynamo, that thing. Oh, my God. She's 2 years old. Penelope. She's talking. Like, yeah, the water spout has begun to flow. So, yeah, anyone out there with a toddler, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yes, that's all you can say.
So what is your life like now as a mom, you know, with game day and all the moving pieces with that? What's the most different when it comes to being, you know, a wife of an NFL player and essentially living, you know, a couple of months here, a couple of months wherever with a daughter now? Is it different, or does it make game days more rewarding? How is that
yeah.
process like?
Well,
different
every
for you?
Absolutely everything is different with her because she's first for us, mm-hmm. and she's such a daddy's girl.
Oh.
Yes, and she loves football, and she has a great understanding of and awareness, and she loves a crowd. She never has been
not shocking. Ted Karras's daughter loves a crowd.
I know, and she works the room. I mean, in the stands. I mean, and we're
adorable.
Out there, and she, yes. So you can see that that's something that's been really cool to see her personality mm-hmm. develop, and it's like she is fearless,
yeah.
and she is go daddy and aww. Go Bengals, and I mean, it's like, okay, this is really cool.
Is she a jersey type
oh, yeah.
of daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Deck
yeah.
her out in the black and
the
orange?
Full, yeah.
What is game day like for you? What time do you get up? What time do you get down here? You know, what does your game day look like?
I get a little nervous okay. on game day. Yeah, I do. So I'm up. Yeah. And Teddy, which again is going to be no surprising, he'll have at least 30 people coming to the games and then they all come over afterwards. And this is just an open invite that we always have parties after mm-hmm. the game.
That's
so
awesome.
Literally, absolutely everyone is invited.
That's
so
awesome.
Should I say my address?
We'll keep you safe.
So yeah. No, but so I'm thinking of Teddy and then the game and then it's like the after party. Mm-hmm. So it's always
right.
Someone is always there.
Do you do you go to the do tailgate before the games, or are you not? You know, I know, I mean, some people are too nervous and they just want to slide in right before the game because it is a long day and you have a daughter.
It is a long day. So I used to tailgate. Oh, that I don't anymore. It's all around like her naps now. So we'll go kind of a little bit later, and then so she can stay for the after party and see him and stuff. I hold her up at halftime when he goes into the tunnel.
Does he see her?
So we make sure I have a few jobs on game day. And that's one of them, holding her up.
How have you seen Ted change as a dad?
I will say he has always wanted kids. Even at 19, he'd be talking about being a dad, which is like also a little bit odd. So he's just totally stepped into the role of a father. He is so present. And I mean, the second he's home, he's trying to wrestle little thing, which is like, okay, do we need to wrestle our little baby girl? And she loves it. That's She's awesome. Strong. Yeah.
You're a Pilates instructor. He's an NFL player. I would imagine Penelope is going to be an athlete.
Penny girl. She'll slam him down. That's awesome. Yeah.
So tell me about your Pilates instructor gig that you have here in Cincinnati.
So I teach at Fuerza Studio in Madeira.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing. I teach on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
What type of Pilates? Because I know it's there's
reformer.
Like a
different. Okay. Yeah, I teach reformer.
You like it?
I love it. I absolutely love
it. Is that just for you, like the time in your day where it's like your creative outlet and the time for yourself?
Totally. Yeah. It helps like me be a better mom.
Yeah. And I feel like that's so important for everybody to have, but especially like women and moms, because, you know, I feel like having an identity of yourself, obviously, you know, your mom and wife, but you're also, you know, yourself. So it's really cool that you have that passion and you've turned it now into a job that you can do so many different places, which is awesome.
I'm very fortunate that I am passionate about something that is able to move with me. And yeah, I think it is really important for everyone to have that. You know, but it just starts with finding what you enjoy, which is not always even easy to do, you know, but even trying to bring your awareness to like, do I like what I'm doing? Teddy said to me one time, like, be thinking at all times, like, am I having fun what I'm doing? And I'm like, oh, which sounds like it's a privilege to think that, you know what I mean? Right. But yeah, it helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are planning to stay in Cincinnati long term. I mean, obviously, you know, Ted's playing really well right now, so it seems like he can keep playing for a while. But obviously, like, you guys have clearly thought about, like, when he does retire, like, where you're going to be. How did you guys decide that Cincinnati is where you want to raise your daughter and be long term?
Well, I mean, you're hard pressed to find another community where you'd want to raise your family. Yeah. I mean, it's tough out there in the world, you know, and it's really nice here. Yeah. And everyone is nice and kind and cares. I mean, I can't – our neighbors are the nicest people in the whole world, you know. We're trying to – when Teddy was in an away game and me and my aunt were trying to move a couch down to our basement, and I got it totally jammed in the doorway. And it's like, well, Teddy, you're going to come home to a literally like a 911 couch situation. I just called my neighbor. Neighbor and son come right over. And I mean, hours.
That's awesome.
They were finessing it. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite parts. It's just like – there is something to the Midwest charm. Like, everybody is just so nice here.
They really are. Yeah. And going other places, you appreciate it more. Yeah.
So I want to ask each one of the women that I have on the podcast these final two questions to close out the show. What are your favorite things about Cincinnati? It could be restaurants, things to do. Just what do you like about it here?
I feel like, well, this might be kind of an odd response, but I feel like there's like a deep connection to nature here.
That's awesome.
Okay. My backyard is so magical. And again, with the open invite to the party, you'll have to see it. But like, that hasn't lost that connection. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of other places have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
No, I mean, yeah, okay. That's amazing. And that's so cool that you feel that here in Cincinnati, and you probably have different things you like about when you're in Florida and you have Cincinnati. What about as far as if someone was wondering what Rachel Karras is doing. If you're in Cincinnati mm-hmm. on a Saturday, non-football season, what does a weekend look like for you?
Non-toddler, mm-hmm. all of the non.
Well, it could include Penelope. Oh. What are some of your favorite things? I might be dragging her around.
Like, we love to. I call it seeding my yard because the birds and the oh. and this is a little bit controversial, but I feed the deer.
I don't have your hands up.
I know.
I don't have any feeling one way or the other.
People don't like it for a few reasons, but I'm out there with my little girl. We're feeding the deer. We're feeding the birds.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
What about restaurants and things that you guys like to do?
Well, I have to say National Exemplar because
I've never heard of that.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Where is that?
It's in Marymount. And so every Monday during the season, they have Monday night oysters that they fly in from Boston that morning. And it is our little tradition. So we go as a little trio aww. To dinner. And the food is phenomenal. The service is phenomenal.
I have to check that out.
It's really good. And I get a weird drink, this like tequila jalapeno with like this little elixir they use.
Oh,
and they have a little jug for me. If you can go somewhere where they have like your drink that's, you know, a high maintenance thing waiting, you want to go there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So National Exemplar is really amazing.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
And Flamingo Drive in Milford, Old Milford.
I've never been there either.
Oh, wow.
I really got to get out.
Hello. I mean, what am I? I'll take you around. Okay.
Yeah, you guys, you'll be my tour guide.
Yes.
So what are your favorite memories of being, whether it be watching Ted play or if it's moments where, you know, you're with some of the other wives, like when you think Ted retires, what do you think you're going to miss most? Like, what do you most enjoy about the journey that you guys have been on and the opportunity that, you know, you do have?
Well, I mean, it's the little moments when, I mean, not that Teddy's like a celebrity by any means.
He pretty much is in Cincinnati.
I mean, he pretty much is, Rachel. No, I'm just kidding. But like the response from people coming up to him and sharing their stories and how the Cincy hat has resonated with mm-hmm. them. And that is, it's real. Mm-hmm. And it's so meaningful and it matters and it will continue to matter. And that's something that, I mean, is our whole existence. Like why, you know, Teddy has said like, oh, in football, they always ask like, what is your why mm-hmm. for every, like, because you need to be motivated and mm-hmm. like a deep motivation. And it's got to be something bigger than you. At least I think
absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing. Well, if I were to describe what Rachel Karras is like during a game at Paycor Stadium. Mm-hmm. So if there's someone who's listening who sits near you, what do you like during the games?
I might be, well, especially now because before I would be like a few drinks. Now I'm like kind of buttoned up with that. So they might say I'm a little uptight seeming because I might be a little like, I'm right there in there. So I like, I'm sending Teddy my breath. Like I think all that stuff matters. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if he happens to look in for me, I'm there. I want to be there. Yeah. So I could stand to be a little bit more relaxed, but it is, you know, he's intense and I'm intense. It's an intense, it's battle day.
Yeah.
I mean, fun's not right now. Yeah. Fun is later.
Yeah. I can totally see why you guys are a fit. He, since the day he arrived, as far as media and like cooperation and just like flat out respect for journalists, Ted is one of the most respectful, awesome athletes I've ever covered.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
It's just been really great. And I feel like it's not, you know, not in like Boston or maybe Philly or some of these other huge markets where, you know, the players don't know your name. And, you know, Ted makes it a point to know every single person's name. And he's, you know, so respectful. And it doesn't matter if he didn't play well or the team lost. He understands. He, you know, he does the media and, you know, he's not short with us. And he's just been a huge help. And I know that I can speak for the, like every other reporter that gets to cover Ted. Like he is,
well,
he's
awesome. Let's be clear. He enjoys it.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a camera. Yeah. And he's good at it. So, you know, I tell him that.
He is. Well, thank you so much for coming on and being my first guest. This was so awesome.
This was so much fun.